Matt, what do you think's been the key for you this year, having the season that you're having?
I think on offense we've done a great job of staying balanced. We've done a great job in the run game, the pass game. Created a bunch of explosive plays, which helps in terms of scoring points, and done a great job taking care of the ball. And I think the combination of those things has led to us playing well.
What's the key to success for your deep ball game, do you think?
I'm sorry, I missed that question.
Yeah, what is the key to your success in throwing long passes?
Well, we've got some really good wide receivers and guys that have great top end speed and are very aggressive in terms of catching the ball. So, that combined with us getting certain routes into certain looks and Kyle dialing them up at the right time, I think that's really helped us.
Matt, how much does the championship game from 4 years ago against the 49ers, how much does that kind of weigh on you, or how much do you think about that, trying to get over that hump, now with a new opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, not that much on day-to-day. I think it's something that you learn from those past experiences, but we've got a completely different team now, and there's really not that many guys, from that team that are still here. So it's a different group of guys, a group that, I feel like has done a great job this year of staying in the moment and focusing on the task at hand week to week, and I think that's the reason we've been successful up until this point.
Hey, Matt, what role does a quarterback's position coach, his quarterback's coach, play for him, whether it's during the week, on game day? What's that relationship like?
Well, our guy, Matt LaFleur, has done a great job in terms of helping us out during the week when we're watching film, giving us tips and reminders, helping us with the game plan, making sure we're on top of it. And just making sure that, everything is just the way we want it going into Sunday. And we're lucky Matt is, he's a great coach.
The reason I ask is at the end of that game with the Packers in Dallas, Aaron just, after that field goal goes through, Aaron and Alex Van Pelt just had this really long embrace. Alex is his position coach. And it just seems like there's a bond there between a coach and his position player or his position coach. Is that accurate?
Yeah, for sure. I think those are the coaches that you spend the most time with during the day and throughout the week and even during the off season. I mean, the majority of your time spent in the building working is with your position coach, and those guys work really hard and are very unselfish and do everything they can to help you succeed, and they share in that success. They're a big part of the reason we're successful.
Matt, you obviously watched the game Sunday, the Packers game. Curious, as a guy that plays the position, what are your thoughts on how Aaron is playing right now?
Yeah, he's played well. Made a lot of really good plays in the Dallas game, and that's been him for a long time. I mean, he's such a consistent, really really good player, and his improvising and making plays outside the pocket on the run are impressive to see. I think he's playing at a high level right now.
Do you relish these opportunities to go up against a team with a quarterback playing at this level, and that knowing obviously everything you do is going to be just that much more important?
I think anytime you're in this position, regardless of who you're going against, you enjoy the opportunity. That's what, everybody works so hard on throughout the year, is to, be playing this time of the year and to have that opportunity. So I think that's probably more so than anything else, but, it's always fun. Aaron's a good guy. I've known him for a long time and a good friend, and, it's always, fun catching up with him and seeing him, but, he's a tough competitor, and, I know I'll compete really hard on Sunday.
Matt, I'm sure it's not your job to replicate him, but whose job is it at practice to give your defense the kind of looks that Aaron does, where he stays alive in the pocket or outside the pocket?
Yeah, that'll be our quarterback, Matt Schaub and Matt Sims. They've done a great job all year for our scout look and trying to replicate who we're going against. And they'll both do a good job of extending plays and making sure our defense is prepared for some of the looks that they could possibly see on Sunday.
It's a few personnel changes on defense from October. Are they playing differently on defense from what you've seen so far over the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think scheme-wise, they're similar. You know, I think the biggest thing that I've seen from them, you know, during their winning streak has been that they've taken the ball away really well. They've been, you know, a ball-hawking defense and been really effective with that and opportunistic. So that's probably the number one thing that jumps off the screen. You know, they're taking it away a couple times a game, and we've got to be on top of it as an offense, make sure that we're making really good decisions with the ball.
Matt, I know you guys hit Gabriel over the top for a touchdown against these guys the first time, but is it fair to say that you've kind of gotten him even more involved in your offense like the second half of the season?
I think so. I think Taylor's, you know, become a bigger part of what we've done. I mean, he's made a ton of plays for us the second half of the season and, you know, has been an integral part of what we've been doing. And, you know, we've got a full complement of guys, a lot of talented guys at the receiver position who all play, you know, their role really well. So I think the combination of you know, him getting certain looks has caused him to make some of the plays that he's made in the second half of the season. And I think also just having the guys around him to get him one-on-ones has really helped as well.
Yeah, along those lines, what has it meant to get Sanu and Gabriel involved, considering all the focus that goes on Julio?
Well, I think it's important. Obviously, everybody knows how great of a player Julio is, and he warrants a lot of attention. But those other guys, when they get their matchups, have been really, really critical for us all year. And so, you know, Mo's had a great year, Muhammad's had a great year, and Taylor's had a great year as well. And they've been a really important part of why we've been successful.
Other than Julio being really fast and really big, what makes him so darn good? Or is that just it?
Yeah, I think, you know, his preparation is, his work ethic is as good as anybody I've been around. He's a relentless competitor. I mean, he really is one of the best competitors I've been around, too. So I think you combine that with his size and speed, and it makes for a really great player.
What do you remember from that first game against the Packers this year?
You know, just going through it, you know, there's – you're going to have to score some points. I mean, obviously, they're capable of making plays. We had to score points late in that game. But I think the biggest thing you know is that it's going to be a 60-minute game. You know, they're competitive, they're tough, and they play hard for four quarters. And that's probably the biggest thing I remember from that game.
How much did that win kind of, especially in the way you guys won that game at the end, coming from behind, how much did that kind of spur you on to the rest of the season? Was that critical for you guys?
It was an important win for sure. I think all of them are. You know, any win is hard to come by, and so that was an important win for us. But we've had more of those along the way, and really after our bye, I think that was a couple weeks before our bye. As we got going after our bye, I think those were the ones that kind of got the momentum going.
What have you seen from Green Bay's DBs, who obviously have a lot of injuries and got exploded a bit by Dallas last week?
Yeah, you know, obviously they've had some injuries in the back end. I think the one constant back there has been Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, and he's done a great job, you know, being opportunistic. When he's got his chances, he's come up with some big interceptions. But he's been physical. I mean, coming down and making plays, tackling. He's played really, really well. I think that's the one thing that jumps out when you watch them play.
Matt, you mentioned not a lot of guys still on the team from the NFC title game 4 years ago, but for you personally, I mean, you're 5 yards away from going to the Super Bowl, whatever it was. How much does that motivate you in a week like this?
You know, I'm not sure it's the motivation right now. I think the motivation for us right now is what's in front of us, not, you know, what happened 4 or 5 years ago. But it's certainly, you know, one of those things that you learn from. You learn that, you know, the opportunities are hard to come by. And, you know, you want to play your best when you have the opportunity. That's probably the biggest thing that I learned from that situation.
How many matchup issues do your running backs cause between light boxes they run into and just how good they are in the passing game?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got some talented guys back there. Both Devontae and Tevin are as good as it gets in this league. And we're lucky that they're both so versatile. They can run the ball first and second down. They pass protect really well for us. And both of them are excellent out of the backfield catching the football. So we've got the complete package back there. Both those guys have done a great job.